We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into St. Patrick's Day, this Tuesday, March 17, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. On the table, Vicki, we are basically following Lansing today. They are absolutely snowed in, trying to get back to work. We are greatly, greatly appreciative of the reporting going on in Lansing. Thank you, Ms. Vicki. Have a safe drive into work. Vicki says hello, everybody. Hey, want to make sure that you're aware that this is very, very, very important. What's coming up? At the endorsement convention, Saturday, March 28th, down in Novi, Michigan, regarding the Attorney General's race. Many of you precinct delegates may have been receiving some negative attack text messages about Kevin Kievsky. I want you to know that this is a campaign completely orchestrated by Doug Lloyd, his opponent, even though he's denied it. I had a conversation with Doug Lloyd about it. I had a conversation with him about the former disgraced drain commissioner from Sheboygan County being involved in his campaign and the tactics that they use. And Doug did not deny it. This is disgusting politics. This is something that I absolutely hate. If you get these text messages, you need to consider who is benefiting from these negative attacks against Kevin Kievsky. That would be candidate Doug Lloyd. When you get to convention on Saturday down in Novi for the endorsement convention, vote accordingly. It's really that simple. We cannot reward people for doing this type of negative attack campaigns and expect them to win at the endorsement convention. These are not tactics that Republicans use. This is what the Democrats use, not Republicans. Pure and simple. And again, these went to the precinct delegates only. If you're not a precinct delegate, you did not get this information. It's that simple. That's the bottom line. But this has no place in Republican Party politics. Shame on them. Absolutely disgusting campaign, and I'm totally against it. Now, one of the things that you have to understand is that they claim that the Democrats will use this information in the fall. If Kevin Kiefsky is the candidate for attorney general, the Democrats will use it. Well, let's see how well that goes for the Democrats. Negative attacks usually work in most cases. This case, I don't think so. I've talked to Kevin Kiefsky about it. He's owned up to it. He said it was from another life, and it's basically an ex-wife who is scorned. That simple. That simple. So we will get to the bottom of this. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Perry Johnson, running for governor of Michigan. A businessman named Donald Trump got sick of politics and decided to run himself. I agree with him. My background is statistics, audits, perfection. I helped fix the automobile industry in Detroit, then my management techniques spread to 67 countries around the world. Day one, I'll audit every penny our state spends. That will lead to Doge-like savings, and will eliminate the state income tax, putting almost $5,000 back into our average family's pocket every year. 4747. I'll support ICE and our law enforcement. Support President Trump and remove these ridiculous woke rules like boys in girls' bathrooms. I'm Perry Johnson. I'm going to shake up the system and send you the savings. I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for governor.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Uh-huh.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, brought to you by Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office over in downtown Sheboygan. Stacy normally joins us in this time segment, but she's having intermittent power and internet at the location and not able to join us on the show today. I want to take the time to explain to you the services they offer. If you've never been to a chiropractor before, I highly, highly, highly recommend Dr. Gary Willey. Mechanical engineer, pilot, served our country, used, I believe, his VA benefits to go to school, became a chiropractor, attending Palmer Chiropractic School. Absolutely phenomenal chiropractor, very gentle. If you've never gone before, you definitely, definitely, definitely need to go. The guy is a miracle worker. His hands are absolutely blessed. Gift from God. Best chiropractor I've ever been to, and I've been to 40, 50 of them in my life all over the country. Absolutely believe Dr. Gary Willey is the best, without a doubt. In addition to chiropractic services and their walk-in, basically, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays there in Sheboygan. Then in the afternoons, he's in Onaway. Well, in addition to fantastic chiropractic care, he's invested in a deep tissue laser light therapy robotic laser light treatment system. This thing works. I don't care if it's a lower back, your knees, your shoulders, your hips, your hands, your feet. I don't care what it is, whatever ails you, this machine will fix it. Utilizes two different laser lights that put out different wavelengths. Therefore, they do different things. One of the laser lights absolutely takes away the inflammation, gets the cells to start regenerating and healing you naturally. The other light takes away the pain receptors' abilities, basically numbs them so that you don't feel the pain. When you get up off that table, you're fixed. If you don't feel it immediately like I do, you will absolutely feel it within a few hours. Go there. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Tell them you want the Trucker Randy special. You get two visits for a discounted price of $99. It is absolutely amazing. Penny in St. Ignace. Gary Willey's office. All the people there are amazing. They helped me in two visits dealing with a neck problem I've had for months. I feel better. The technology is amazing. Thank you, Penny. I knew you would. She said, so glad I got there before this storm. Yes, absolutely. The one thing you have to know, don't get right back at it. In your normal routine, take it easy, go slow, let your body completely heal. But those cells have now been generated with this type of technology. They have energy now, and they're starting the healing process. Got a text message from loyal listener Rod Wheeler. I believe he's vacationing, wintering down south, says, so Kevin wasn't pro-mask? Exactly. Phyllis, was it a text or email from Lloyd? It was a text message. That's how I got it. So without a doubt, this is going to be something that I think people need to understand about this technology is it works. It's pain-free. You don't feel anything while you're on the table. it's on, it's working, it's doing its thing, and you get up and the pain is gone. Absolutely, absolutely love it. If you'd like to call them, the office number is 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Talk to Carlene. She'll ask you some questions. Absolutely, absolutely fantastic. Don't know what to tell you, Phyllis. Now, one thing that we want to look at going on in Lansing today, a lot of this activity that's going on has to do with staffing, has to do with budgeting, has to do with what's going on back and forth. One of the things that's happening is the current Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. Well, one of the things was the fact that this is amazing because a gubernatorial candidate, former Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard, Friday night, former House Speaker and Republican gubernatorial candidate Tom Leonard posted photos on Facebook of himself smiling alongside Detroit sports legends for the 313 day. Detroit Lions quarterback Jared Goff, wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Hall of Famer Barry Sanders. But when the House Speaker Matt Hall, current House Speaker, came across the post Sunday night, he wasn't smiling. In fact, he jumped to the comment sections writing, "Looks like you're very cozy with Democrats when they control the House." Also, palling around with Democrats. Well, we don't know that for sure, but based on the very liberal leanings of the Detroit Lions and other sports people in Detroit, majority of them are Democrats. Well, because Leonard shared the photos on both his personal and campaign Facebook pages, the conversation and the replies quickly spread across both of the posts. Responding to his personal account, Leonard dismissed the criticism, writing that he wasn't sure what taking pictures with Detroit athletes has to do with Democrats. He acknowledged having relationships across party lines, adding that during his time as Speaker, lawmakers many times worked together to pass legislation expanding the Freedom of Information Act to the legislature. On his campaign account, Leonard offered additional context, explaining the photos were taken at a Boys and Girls Club of Greater Detroit fundraiser that included attendees from both political parties. He then said, "Helping kids in Detroit at a nonprofit fundraiser should never be partisan." Well, current State Representative Karen Whitsitt, Democrat from Detroit, joined in the chat when someone brought up the fact that Hall held a fundraiser with her last year. Whitsitt, in defending Leonard and criticizing Speaker Hall, "If attacking Tom Leonard is how you choose to spend your time, then that says a lot." Whitsitt added that Leonard had fostered relationships with politicians on both sides in the aisle in order to move policies forward, arguing that governing requires trust, maturity, and the ability to work with people even with you when you don't agree with them politically. Well, Hall didn't back away from those remarks. Instead, he posted a 2022 comment from President Donald Trump, who previously criticized Leonard in a letter during his last attorney general race against Trump's favorite candidate, Matt DiPerno. President Trump, writing to Michigan Republican delegates, Trump labeled the former speaker as an absolute embarrassment to the GOP. Well, despite the public backlash, Hall doubled down on his remarks once again. In his final statement, he argued that Leonard failed to deliver conservative policy victories during his time being Speaker and leading the House. He also said that Leonard is a lobbyist who is clearly auditioning to be the independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan's running mate as his lieutenant governor. Yet to Hall, Duggan is too smart to pick somebody with such a record of losing. Well, going back to the original 2016 campaign, statement was made by the Speaker Hall saying Tom Leonard was one of those never Trumpers who in fact supported John Kasich and pals around with Democrats. Yet he drops the ball every time he needs to deliver a victory for Republicans. He couldn't get an income tax cut, and he couldn't get a roads deal done. He never made the state budget smaller. It's always, always getting bigger under him and his fellow Republicans. Also, he lost back-to-back races for attorney general. President Trump has labeled Tom Leonard as a rhino. He should probably just quit and go back to being lobbying with Democrats. Well, current state representative Matt Maddock, Republican from Milford, concurred with the assessment, agreeing with Speaker Hall that Leonard is clearly auditioning to be Duggan's running mate with these type of posts. In Detroit, at a fundraiser, benefiting kids in Detroit, palling around with athletes. Well, Mike Duggan, former mayor of Detroit. Maddock ended his statement on the Facebook post saying, and Trump still thinks Leonard is a rhino. Well, the Sunday afternoon feud comes despite Hall having praised Leonard when he was speaker. Back in 2017, Hall went to Facebook praising Leonard's policies and urged him to run for attorney general. A member of his caucus said they were disappointed to see the exchange, especially publicly over social media, especially when families across our state expect us to focus on governing, debate policy, and delivering results. Though that member said the fights between politicians might entertain the political class, they don't do anything to solve problems in Michigan. Lansing has enough challenges right now without turning politics into online theater. Things have just gotten weird out there, and I hope they get back to normal soon. Well, evidently, mudslinging is the way that they are choosing to go. And it's wrong. Negative attack campaigning does not belong in Republican Party politics. If the Democrats want to do it, that's fine. As Republicans, we don't stoop to dirty tactics. Totally agree.